Lesson 4, the pronunciation of the when it comes after a vowel. We're now going to look at the Bostonian R drop. As in New York or any other place where the R tends to drop after a vowel, there are going to be exceptions. There are going to be some people who keep the R there. We'll look at that. There are also going to be places that will point out where the R is going to stay in because the next word begins with a vowel. Let's look at the sort of classic Bostonian sound. Ah, ah, a, ah, ah. And of course, the famous catchphrase here, park your car in Harvard Yard. It's not just ah, park, park, with the dropping of the R, but with that sound harsh against the velum. Ah, ah, ah. Get the back of the tongue up, really muscularize in the back as you pronounce that very characteristic Bostonian ah, ah. Marshal, hat, scarf, charge, arc, barn. Not Marshall, heart, scarf, charge, Marshall, hat, scarf, charge, arc, barn. Again, pack your car in Harvard Yard. By the way, I must point out that when the AR is followed by a word beginning with a vowel, if there is no pause, the R will come back in. You can say pack your car in Harvard Yard, but if car in comes together, pack your car in Harvard Yard, the R almost tacks on to the beginning of the next word. Pack your car in Harvard Yard. It's a glide over. He disembarked from the sparkling new golf cat. Integrate this in with the resonance. Don't try to just do pack the car. Pack the car. It has to be resonating up on the velum to sound Bostonian. Father Childs argues about the guard's identity cards. Arthur charged out of the arbor unharmed. Also there, if you don't pause between arbor and unharmed, the R will come back. Arthur charged out of the arbor unharmed. That's a slightly different ending, but there's the same principle of the R coming back. The same thing with the R coming back if you say, are they there? Are all of them there? Are all of them there? This is a par 5 hole. Par is 5 on the hole. Par is 5. This can get really, really harsh in some levels of Bostonian. Pa, par is 5. Pack the car, Father Charles. Or it can be pack the car, Father Charles. But it's basically degrees of the same thing. The next R drop is the R following the or vowel. Now, you remember that the or changed to R, as in awful sauce changing to awful sauce. Well, this one is going to sound almost the same as the previous one, as the AR. Four score is going to be more like far scar. It's not going to go back all the way to far ska, but it's going to sound almost like ah, far ska, far ska. Daw, fortune. Arvel, as in Arvel and Wilbur. Ma, pa. 14, bod sportsman, adorned the shore. Sometimes, if you're stressing a word with an O-R, you'll get shower, adorned the shower. This tends to be more in upper class, sort of what I call aristocratic Massachusetts. when it has what's called a droplet with it, don the shawa. But you will hear the oa occasionally in Bostonian. Foddy, gary creatures pod through the French Dawes. The spars were found in the car of the ornament. There's one again where a vowel follows, not car of the ornament, but car of the ornament. Car of the ornament. Again, a couple of other examples of where the ah will come back in. The shah is big. The shah is. Let's explore it. And finally, the concord, pod forth exhaust. Let's look now at the ur, the diphthong ending, like in poor and tour, where you're going to keep the diphthong in Boston and go pua, tua. Secure, allure, sure. Are you sure you can endure the long tour? Poor hunters offer no allure to the newer sure shots. The cure for polio makes Salk's name secure in history. Or if you don't pause, secure in history. Secure in history. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through history. This is one of those combinations which in the Down East and in the aristocratic Massachusetts would tend to do that inflection downward. Secure. The tua, which is going to be still fairly one tone here in the basic Boston patterns. The next combination with R is air. Air, as in A-I-R. Air. Hair. Barely. Scared. Stairs. Where did the polar bear go? Air. Not air. Air. Where did the polar bear go? The flu scare was really hard to bear. This is another one which will tend again in the other styles of New England accent to bear, but usually just bear in the Boston sound. If we've got a word with a vowel following again, grin, bear it. Grin and bear it. The I will come back, as it will in an air of excitement. If you pause, of course, air of excitement. But if the words are together, an air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. The ear combination. Not jeer, but jeer. Clear, appear, sincere, tears. Be careful, again, not to do the jeer, appear, as will be done in the other styles, which are on other tapes. Never fear. The wheel to steer is near the gear shift. Again, because the steer is. Never fear. The wheel to steer is near the gear shift. Comes back in there. Be sincere, my dear. It's a queer world. A keg of beer appeared near the rear window. And of course, if the two words are close together, a keg of beer appeared near the rear window. Now let's look at the simple ER ending, the er, at the ends of words like runner and brother. It's just going to become a simple runner, brother, worker, helper, hanga, sailor. Of course, sometimes ER endings are spelled OI or AI or OUI. Color, sister. The burglar and his helper made a clamor. Not burglar or helper. Burglar and his helper made a clamor. My mother, my father, my sister, and brother went away. The runner staggered over the hill. The last of the I's is what's called the medial E-I. Again, not always spelled with an E-I, as in the words first and bird and earnest, but pronounced bird, first, earnest. Word, search. This is a pushed forward sound. The lips do come forward. With the I dropped. Now, there are times in many parts of Boston and with many people in Boston where the I comes back in on this medial ER. So instead of bird and worm, you'll get bird and worm. The lips are still pushed forward. The vowel stem is still fairly much the same. For example, some would say my name is David Alan Stern. Some would say David Alan Stern. But it's not stern, with that R gurgled in the throat. It's always pushed forward, stern, stern, into the lips. Herman was the first to win 30 games. R with a slight R. Herman was the first to win 30 games. He searched the world for a perfect curve. Keep that resonance vibrating on the soft palate. The slight R. He searched the world for a perfect curve. Still keeping the lips forward. Perfect curve. The girl caught a perfect fish with an earthworm. Pushing the lips forward on this one, but still feeling the resonance on the soft palate. And now, the slight R there. The girl caught a perfect fish with an earthworm. The last consideration concerning the R are those situations in Boston where occasionally words do not end in R, but the R's are stuck in. The ones that we typically remember from the 60s are cuber and idea. The important thing here is to remember that most of the time, the R does not get stuck on the ends of these words unless the next word begins with a vowel. So the Boston speaker is treating this as if an R had been dropped off and the R is coming back on because the next word begins with a vowel. The only difference is that these words don't really have an R. So if you said, that's Cuba, there would not be an R stuck on. But if you said, Cuba is an island, the R would go on. Similarly, that's a good idea. Ah, that's an idea and a half. An idea and a half. Again, just as if the word had an R drop and the R was coming back on. That's what I saw. I saw it over there. Those are the situations, the contexts, in which that extra R can get stuck in at the end of a word that doesn't really have one. This is the end of the lesson on R following a vowel in the Boston dialect.